Welcome. You are listening to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. What is chaos? It is a noun meaning a state of utter confusion or disorder, a total lack of organization. Let's find out more about what's happening to our Earth in a tale, the next tale, I call Spore, aka Tale of a Fungi, Chaos. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. The world was in a state of chaos. The deaths of the non-vax, which numbered over a billion, triggered other chaotic issues such as violence, protests against the ruling bodies. Non-vax were still being quarantined to give them the one shot as long as they had not been exposed to the fungus. However, the one shots, those that received the inoculation, were starting to wonder why so much money, manpower, and medical services were being used to protect people who made a choice. Others made the argument that children didn't have a choice and have and will die needlessly. Shipments of one shot were being intercepted and stolen to sell on the black market. There have been riots, religious zealots saying it was the rapture, and others saying that it was God's punishment for wickedness. All across the world, due to staffing shortages, because of deaths or family members collapsing under the weight of bereavement, public services were being affected. Emergency services, police, paramedics, and firefighting were extremely short-staffed. Garbage collection, infrastructure repairs, transportation systems were all but completely shut down. Food supply was an area that was being affected. Supply chains, fuel, transport of goods to the public. The death toll was beginning to rise due to external circumstances, not just the gurney effect to non-vax anymore. Suicides skyrocketed through the roof, young, old, and in between. People were divided, pointing fingers, throwing accusations and the like. Looting was beginning to happen. Survival mode was kicking in, and people were doing anything they could to survive, even if it meant killing. Anyone who sneezed or had a cough was asked to quarantine until testing was done to see if they had been infected. Even the one shots were quarantined as a precaution. Unfortunately, in spite of man's accomplishments in the medical world and science, the cure to the common cold was still evasive. Non-vax, who were found just to have a cold virus, were still given the option of the one-shot inoculation, which was agreed to 90% of the time, because no one wanted to die. There were those, of course, who still said no, not trusting science and thinking it was just a government hoax. Those stayed in quarantine until their passing. The infection rate from the gurney effect was slowly decreasing, but was still maintaining an upward climb. The world was changing. A public service announcement had gone out telling people that if they saw someone collapse, not to approach them, but to call a number in their respective country to have the body picked up and disposed of. Burials were not taking place due to the sheer numbers. Instead, cremation was the chosen disposal method. Welfare checks were being done, called in by people who hadn't seen family, friends, or neighbors for days. Majority of the welfare checks were negative outcomes. Whole families, children, and parents found dead in their houses. Again, those that had opted out of the inoculations. People so engrossed in their own worlds failed to realize that there are many cogs in the gears that keep life moving. When some of those teeth crack and no longer work, it isn't long before more of them break and the gear starts to slow down. At Mission Control, there was only two people that were manning the communications. A digital voice recorder, in the event a message came from Mars, automatically recorded any such messages, which can be listened to later. The message also would play on the speakers throughout Mission Control. On one day, when no one was there, the recorder came to life, and Commander Stickler's voice reverberated through the empty, dark building.
Comm 1 to Mission Control. Comm 1 to Mission Control. This is Commander Ryan Stickler. The Mayflower will be launched to return home and retrieve the supply rocket. Please acknowledge.
Then there was silence.